Portland police arrest suspect wanted in near-death assault of truck driver. By Kyle Morris on August 21, 2020. Portland police have arrested the 25-year-old suspect wanted in the near-death assault of a truck driver, according to jail records. Marquise Lee Love turned himself into authorities on Friday morning and was booked in the Multnomah County Detention Center after 8:30 a.m. local time. He was charged with three felony counts of assault, coercion, and rioting. Love's arrest was later confirmed by Portland police in a statement shared to social media. "I am pleased the suspect in this case turned himself in and appreciate all of the efforts to facilitate this safe resolution," said PPB Chief Chuck Lovell. "Thank you to all of the members of the public who have provided information and tips to our investigators. Your assistance is very much appreciated." Press release, update, assault suspect turned self in, witness identified, photo. Link, pic.twitter.com/favsmercy. Portland Police, at Portland Police, August 21, 2020. The incident regarding Love's assault took place against Adam Hayner, who was driving his truck through Portland at the time of ongoing Black Lives Matter protests. Love, who also goes by the name Keith Love, was filmed kicking Hayner in the head and knocking him unconscious after he was pulled from his truck. Police released the following statement in regards to the incident. On August 16, 2020 at 10:27 p.m., Portland police officers responded to an accident call at the intersection of Southwest Taylor Street and Broadway. The call read that protesters chased a white Ford 4-4, which has crashed at that location, and protesters drug him out of car. Another witness called prior to police arrival and reported that 9 to 10 people were beating the guy. Officers responded and found an adult male who was unconscious with injuries. The victim was transported to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is recovering. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, D., who has done little to protect residents of the city, released a statement denouncing the attacks. "I denounce all violence, including the assaults that were filmed and posted to social media last night," Wheeler said. "The work this community and others nationally are doing towards criminal justice reform and racial justice are in an effort to make our communities safer. Assaults like these make our community less safe." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.